It's time for another edition of Fresh Tracks with David Herzrud from Sturgis. And David, as much as I enjoy new music, I also appreciate your insights on artists who have had tremendous careers, but starting off with a little bit of a sad note, but a little bit sad with the passing of Loretta.
It's one I think that hits everybody. You know, she personified country music for pretty much six decades. She was just a special, special person. She lived the song she wrote. Pill, Coal Miner's Daughter, Fifth City, You Ain't Woman Enough. To have a career that lasted through six decades, 46 albums, 24 number one hit singles, and 11 number one hit albums. I mean, that is unbelievable when you start thinking about it. 2004, she released her most successful crossover album, Van Leer Rose, an album I really love. It was voted Best Country Music Album of the Year, produced by rock star Jack White of the White Stripes. She was something special.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and slow gin fizz, if that ain't love, then tell me what is, Well, I lost my heart, it didn't take no time. That ain't all, I lost my mind in Oregon.
When I think of Loretta Lynn and looking back on the catalog of her career, immediately a word comes to mind that, for me, I assigned to very few people, and that's authentic. Very authentic in the music that she would write and perform. And when albums like Van Leer Rose came along, I was initially skeptical because it seemed such a departure. I think she was managing her career. I think she was fully in charge of it. And a shift like that was a conscious decision and really adds a little more texture to a great musical legacy.
You know, I kind of felt the same way the first time I saw Van Leer Rose was coming out. I was wondering, is this what we used to see back in the 70s when you saw pop artists deciding that they were going to record music by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and stuff like that just to try and maintain a little bit of commercialism? She was never one to do that. I think the comment, and I read this when I was going through one of the articles about her, she said, you have to be first, great, or different to make it in country music, and that probably applies to most musical genres anyway. The thing about Loretta Lynn, she was all of those.
She made a lot of people smile through her career.
She put out music that she liked, that she believed in, and cared about. And I just, you know, you find that with very, very few artists. And so you appreciate it even more.
I have to think that same thing applies to anybody who has been invited in and is part of Willie Nelson's Traveling Outlaw Festival. And we enjoyed Charlie Crockett's I'm Just a Clown a couple of months ago as a single, but now we're going to get the whole album.
Hmm? Yeah, the new album is out. This is his 11th album in the past 7 years. The guy is so prolific. And he has become one of the most popular artists in independent country and roots music. He's gone from busking on street corners to sold-out shows in New York and Europe. The music just seems to roll out.
Circus is coming through. Everybody knows that when you purchase a ticket, you expect to get a show. Or take a look at me. I'm just a clown, and on my face I wear a frown. I paid the cost to hang around. So take a look at me. I'm just a clown.
And And the album we're talking about is The Man from Waco. And I've heard that song out on the satellite channels. But there's something so infectious about I'm Just a Clown. What is it about this performer and this music that you think is such a hook?
I think what's happened is that he has played so much. He's on the road virtually all the time. And I think when you have an artist that's going to do that, putting out as much music as he does, sooner or later people are going to start to notice. One of the things that I found out with regard to Charlie was seeing article after article after article in different trade publications, music publications, about this Charlie Crockett and what he was doing. I mean, he is so original. Here he is, he's out with Willie Nelson's Traveling Outlaw Festival. I mean, when you get the big time and you're hitting them in New York and going over to Europe, you've accomplished something.
Okay. Where do we get to hear Brett McKenzie? Now we're traveling. This is a multifaceted artist from New Zealand. Is he popular there? Is he popular around the planet?
Brett's been around for quite a while. He's a comedian, and he's an actor, musician, producer, and one half of the musical comedy duo Flight of the Conchords, which was had 2 years on HBO.
Okay.
From 2007 to 2009. After that folded, he got into working in film and television to the point that he won the Academy Award for Man or Muppet. And he also wrote music for The Simpsons. People know him, I think, a lot because of Flight of the Conchords, and their comedy album, The Distant Future, won a Grammy Award as Best Comedy Album in 2007.
Well, I guess if you got to carve a niche out of that career, you need to name an album Songs Without Jokes, just so people know that you're serious and that this may have its own identity.
If you want to go, baby, then you should go. Better pack your bags, darling, hit that road. You want to go, baby, yeah, where you go. I'm going to hang around waiting for you. Hell no.
He wanted to record an album that no one expected. He didn't have to sit there and try and do something funny. He wanted to do some serious music, and he has. He's modeling himself after three of my favorite artists, you know, Randy Newman, Harry Nilsson, Steely Dan. I mean, you don't get much better than that.
This sound that Brett McKenzie has seems almost from another era.
People didn't expect him to come out with an album. Probably would have fit the bill back in the 50s and early 60s. Can't say enough good things about it.
Well, speaking of surprises, or not, Only the Strong Survive is the new one that's coming out from Bruce Springsteen. Surprised or not?
Very, very, very surprised. I didn't buy a Bruce Springsteen album after 1984's Born in the USA. Everything just seemed to be about the same. I mean, he's a great songwriter, don't get me wrong, but there didn't seem to be a whole lot of changes except when he got into doing some of his solo stuff like Nebraska. When this song came out, and I couldn't remember where I'd heard the name Only the Strong Survive, particularly with Bruce, that this album is a collection of 15 soul music classics from the catalog of Motown, Stax, Gamble and Huff, and that's just to name a few. It's his 21st studio album. I can say a lot about the production and the musicians, but it's really about the music.
Yeah.
one thing that people probably aren't going to know, they're going to say, why are you doing this? Why is the first single, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. What's so special about that? Well, this record came out in the 60s. The label it was on, Motown, kind of dropped the ball and didn't really give it the kind of, shall we say, promotion that it needed. And it just kind of died on the vine. In fact, there were so few copies of the record manufactured that the song became one of the most sought-after collectible discs ever. Article that said one copy of the song, 45, brought $28,000 at an auction a few years ago.
How many in the Herzerud household? I had to ask.
It's a great song, and yeah. I agree with you a little bit that it would have been nicer if they'd probably put him a little bit up front in the mix, which they didn't do.
You know, we talked about that just before we started, about the production. You said something that I agree with, and I don't want anybody to throw shoes at their radio right now, but I always thought Bruce Springsteen was a little one-dimensional as well. Okay, you're right. Great songs. The difference between one song to the next is the tempo or the volume. But having seen him in concert, he is the world's best bar band. They know how to take a room, no matter how big it is, and light it up for 3 hours plus. The only one who I've ever seen come close to that is Garth Brooks. I think they're brothers by another mother when it comes to live performance. But Springsteen can do this. He can do Nebraska. He can do this album of Motown hits. He can do it. But you're right. In my opinion, he's the star in this particular mix. They've buried him a little bit, his voice and his energy. His energy can carry any song. And when you take a song that has such energy like Indeed, you know, I Love You, Indeed I Do, I mean, the two of them together, the universe might implode. No one else could do this better. He's just the person to bring this back.
You know, when you're talking about 15 soul music classics from, you know, Motown and Stax and The Gamble and Huff, you're picking the best. And I'm just happy to see it. I love it.
Well, we're getting into the time of the year where there's some cooler nights and you're not outside running around all the time. So when you get inside, pull up some Loretta Lynn memories to recollect an outstanding career and an extraordinary performer. And the new version of that outlaw country sound with Charlie Crockett, the man from Waco, is out. Songs Without Jokes is waiting for you. That's Brett McKenzie from Down Under in New Zealand. And Only the Strong Survive. Who's stronger than Bruce Springsteen with a guitar and a microphone? It's Fresh Tracks, and our guide, as always, is David Herzerud. Thanks, David.
Take care.
You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know that he don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.